Hello and welcome to the
Husbandits.
I'm Jimmy.
I'm Ryan the Talent.
I'm the talent. Girl, you don't know anything about talent. So, what is up, everyone? I hope everyone has had a great few weeks. We are coming to you live from our bedroom. Nothing nasty is happening here. We got Ollie on the bed. Ollie's just passed out. Yeah, Ollie's our German Shepherd. He's just passed out. And yeah, it's been an incredible day.
It has been. And we were recording when we were sick, and now we just record from our bed. And
we enjoy the softness, the comfort of this Tempur-Pedic mattress on our butts.
Okay.
So,
Percy, did you hear?
Yeah. So Percy, our little Jack Russell Terrier mix, he has had the squirts all day. He has been walking around the house and pooping on the floor. And luckily, we have hard floors.
But what a way to kick off this episode, talking about Percy's diarrhea.
But he has. He ate something. He got into something because he's been having diarrhea all day. And if he's not better by tomorrow, I'm going to have to take him to the vet because I don't know what's going on there. So, and Luna, she's so cute. She was cuddling with me today, our golden retriever. For those that have not listened to all of our podcasts, this is going to be our 9th episode. We're going to make a big deal about it.
Isn't that crazy?
About our 10th episode.
Wow.
Yeah.
We made it 10 episodes.
Yeah. You know what? I was reading something about dogs, Goosebumps. You know Goosebumps? Not that's the movie.
Oh.
But like, you know, like how you get the Goosebumps? Like you get just, you know, like we had like fur when we were, like we were more hairier than we were.
So like our Goosebumps are fur?
No.
I'm so like, confused.
Back like cavemen people were like much more hairier, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I was reading this article on the Cleveland Clinic, and it was talking about how the Goosebumps like really was to make the fur stand up, and it was to make humans look bigger than they were to ward off predators.
Wow.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was thinking about that because, you know, when we walk Ollie, you know how, like, at the back of his neck, his fur just stands out?
Uh-huh.
Well, it's a defense thing. It's to ward off predators.
So if we were cave people and somebody was, like, scaring us, all of our, like, body hair would just be bleep!
Yeah.
Ew.
We would just have fur, like, we would just be, like, a big, like, furry ball.
Ew.
So, yeah.
That's so gross.
Yeah. They're like, go away. But that's what it does, because when you have Goosebumps, like, your hair stands up.
Oh.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting. I know that was random, but I was just thinking about it, so.
I think they're used to random by now.
I know.
If anybody listens to this podcast. Yeah,
we have an awesome podcast, everybody.
Yeah, it's full of random ADD moments.
Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, Jimmy is wearing a Mr. Incredible shirt today.
I'm very incredible.
Yeah, but his back has been out all week, so Mr. Incredible's been very incredible on the couch.
Yeah. Ryan, you know, normally I'll be like, oh, my back hurts, like if I don't want to clean or do something, but honestly though, my back has really been hurting.
Okay.
It's like the hip flexor muscle, and so like if I go to bend down and pick something up, I feel it like in my leg, and it's just like the, and then it hurts to come right back up. It's just the pain is awful. So if I sound out of it, it's just because I'm just trying not to be in pain.
I'm glad you admit it, though, that you use your back as hurting as an excuse to get out of cleaning.
I do, normally, most of the time.
You just suck.
I'm like, I'm getting old. I need to lose a little bit of weight. So, good 20 pounds, and I'll be like, Hercules.
I pulled out my little squat machine from the garage that's been in there. I only used it, like, twice, and I got it, like, 2 years ago. So, I pulled that out, and I did my little squats yesterday on my little squat machine, and my
it's
legs
so
hurt.
Cute on the little squat thing. And your little butt is just like perking when you're so cute. Mm, that's like, go Ryan.
Yeah, well, that's my fitness for this week.
You only do that though to like work out your butt. You know that?
Well, I figure I just don't need to like rush into working out. I'll just start something easy, because so that thing you can just put in front of the TV and just like squat on the machine thing.
So I bought some weights and some exercise stuff, because I'm going to do Power 90. That's my goal. And I was actually planning on doing it a while back, but what happened was we got COVID. And when you're sick, you don't want to work out. And then now my back is like, ugh. I just want to get back into shape and like feel better. I was even walking like Luna and Ollie, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Like on the, like in the mornings. And then we got sick. So, and speaking of like being sick, I am not wanting to get COVID again. So, Ryan, what do you have for us this week?
Bandit banter, y'all! Let's get on with this bandit banter!
So, this week, wow, is that all you have this week?
Yeah. I've just been in a lot of pain, and it's been really hard to focus.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's your research from Jimmy. Well, then my story's not very long this week, you guys. So we'll have a nice short. How's Bandits?
Woo-hoo. Yeah. I mean, some other podcasts that I've been listening to, the husband only has like 10 seconds.
Listen, don't compare us to other podcasts. We are our own genre.
Yeah.
Okay. Anywho's.
Anyways.
Now, my information this week comes from Medical News Today and Good Housekeeping, surprisingly. Mm-hmm. So there's a great source for us. And it's about the Mandela Effect. Do you know what that is?
I have no clue. You mentioned it to me last week.
What were we talking about last week where I mentioned it?
We were doing the podcast, and then we were just not filling it.
No, we did it on last episode. I was like, oh, I'll do that in one other episode.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we don't remember. We're just great podcast hosts.
Yeah. We're going to get better and be more consistent, too. So.
Okay, cool story, bro.
Yeah.
The Mandela Effect is a situation in which a large group of people have a false memory about an event.
Oh, you told me that.
Now, you can swear something is a certain way, like a line from the movie or a logo or a historical event, but when you actually go look into it, you're wrong. And it's so creepy. It's like the world is messing with you. And you'll see in a second.
Okay.
So the name Mandela Effect is from Fiona Broom after she wrote about Nelson Mandela dying in prison in the 80s. While he did not die, he actually passed away in 2013 and was president in South Africa from 1994 to 1999. Many people vividly remember coverage of Mandela dying in prison, including a televised funeral.
Mm.
So you knew that he didn't die in prison, right?
Yeah, I knew. Yeah, no. Like anybody knows that.
No, like people actually have vivid memories of watching a funeral live on TV.
No, there was that, but he was not dead.
Hmm.
They thought he died in prison.
Wow.
Right?
They did. And it's like a false memory like a lot of people have.
Wait. So there was no news coverage?
I don't know. They...
Mandela Effect.
Well, no. People have a vivid memory of watching a funeral live of him after he died in prison in the 80s. Which did not happen because he did not die in the 80s. So that's one of the false memories, and that's where this name, the Mandela Effect, comes into play.
Okay.
And we'll talk about why in a second, but I first wanted to blow your mind with some other examples that I feel like are going to get to you.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
So the first one, you know, Luke, I am your father. You know that line, yeah. Obviously.
Luke.
He didn't actually say that. Darth Vader didn't say that. He actually says, no, I am your father. Not Luke, I am your father.
No, he said, Luke, I am your father.
Nope. You go back and watch it. He never says, Luke, I am your father. We'll have to cut in a clip of it. But
okay.
He doesn't actually say it.
Can we do that legally?
Sure.
I don't know if we can.
Don't sue us. It's only like, what, 1 second? You can't sue us over that.
No, I am your father.
He doesn't say, Luke, I am your father.
Oh my god.
So that's bananas.
That's crazy.
Okay, the other one, and this is like, I don't know why it starts off. I should have spread them out, but another Star Wars reference, which this one blew my mind because I had the action figures and everything from Star Wars when I was a kid, which I'm a big nerd, I guess. But did you know that C-3PO isn't all gold? He has one silver leg. Have you ever noticed that?
No, he's all gold.
No, he has a silver leg. And I was like, no, he does not. I had the action figures. I've watched that movie a million times.
Yeah, so,
nope, he has a silver leg.
Okay, if he had a silver leg, then why do the action figures have him as all gold?
I guess they don't. Like, maybe he has a silver leg in the action figure. I clearly remember a gold... I will have to look that up, too. Mm. Let's see, but crazy.
That is... Yeah. Okay, what else?
So these are some of the Mandela effects. Now, does the Monopoly Man have a monocle or no monocle?
No monocle.
You are correct. But a lot of people remember him having a monocle. Like, they can clearly see... Kind of like the peanut guy. Yeah. The peanut guy has a monocle, right?
Or wait, is that a no, Mandela effect? He did have... He does have that.
No, he doesn't. The Monopoly Man does not have a monocle.
Okay.
So that's mind-blowing. Now, do you eat Jif or Jiffy peanut butter?
Jif.
Okay. A lot of people remember Jiffy. And I think a lot of these will help too if we post some photos. But when you see the logos, that's where it gets a little crazy. There's one on here about Kit Kat. Does Kit Kat have a dash between it?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't. It never had a dash between it. It's just Kit Kat together, the words. There's no dash. Oh, there's one on here though. Oh, I was like, that is not correct. But I want to tie back to Judy Wehner.
Oh God.
Cause another famous Judy. One.
Jody.
He never says, hello, Clarice. He never says that in the movie. Do you remember him saying, hello, Clarice?
What are we talking about?
The Silence of the Lambs. Hello, Clarice.
He does.
No, he doesn't. He says, good morning. That's all he says. He never says, hello, Clarice.
Huh.
Judy Wehner.
Huh.
The conspiracy.
Yeah, y'all need to be listening to our podcast to get these inside references here.
You can't be advertising them on our podcast while they're listening to our podcast.
Sorry.
Tingle. This one is also bananas. You know, in the song, we are the champions, my friend.
Yes, I love it. Da, da,
da, da, da, da, da, da. Okay, I'm trying to get to the part where it's a Mandela effect. Do, do, do. We are the champions. Yes. We are the champions.
La, 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 la. Yeah.
What's the end part?
Of we the are the world.
Yeah, he never says of the world. That's not in the song.
But he has sang it before of in the world.
He has once in one live concert, but the actual song doesn't sing in the world of the world.
It's in the world. Where of the world?
Of the world.
Okay. Did obviously, we don't know Queen, so.
A bunch of Queens don't know Queen. But we do know that song.
Such a good movie, by the way.
But he doesn't sing it in the song. We sing that song all the time. Now, in Snow White, this is another crazy one. The cartoon Snow White.
Uh-huh.
We all remember, mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all?
Yes.
It's actually just magic mirror on the wall. She never says mirror, mirror on the wall.
What?
Yeah, she never says mirror, mirror on the wall.
I think it's because that's what the story that our parents tell us, you know? Maybe we assume it because our parents are telling us.
Mirror, mirror on the wall.
My mom has said, told me Snow White before.
Okay, well. Now, is it Looney Tunes? Tunes being T-O-O-N-S or T-U-N-E-S? Like music tunes.
T-O-O-N.
Nope. It's the music tunes. T-U-N-E-S. Looney Tunes.
What?
So, like, we all could probably remember the intro to Looney Tunes. And it's got the circle. And it says Looney Tunes with two O's.
Yeah.
That's not correct. It's Looney Tunes.
Okay, but on the cartoon, is it spelt that way?
Everywhere. It's never been Looney Tunes, like cartoons.
Okay, what else?
But Looney Tunes, like music tunes. I know. What does that even reference?
Animaniacs. Da, 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 da,
I still love that show.
Yeah, I like the Pinky and the Brain. The Pinky and the
That's
Brain.
That's literally us. We should have named our podcast Pinky and the Brain.
Yes, it's insane. The Pinky and the Brain. Pinky and the Brain. Da.
Well, I don't know that song.
That was beautiful. There is no Mandela effect that I know about with Pinky and the Brain.
Okay, is there a Mandela effect with us?
Probably.
Hmm.
Now, this one I think we talked about, but Berenstain Bears and Berenstain Bears. So when we were kids, we all read the Berenstain Bears, right?
Berenstain.
Yeah, the Berenstain Bears. It was the cartoon. It was the books. Mm-hmm. We all know them.
Yeah.
It's actually Berenstain, S-T-A-I-N, and not Stein, S-T-E-I-N. The Berenstain Bears.
Why would they be called a Berenstain?
I don't know, but it is, and it's real. Like, if you look it up, there's no evidence of Berenstain Bears. It's we all had it wrong. How can we all remember the cover of that book?
Hold on. Where's my phone at? I'm Googling that.
Google it.
Where's my phone?
Is that the one that's blowing your mind the most?
Yeah. I called it Berenstain.
Yeah, the Berenstain Bears.
I even told Elijah, let's go read the Berenstain Bears. He even calls it the Berenstain Bears.
Everybody does. But there's never been the Berenstain Bears. It's all Berenstain.
Berenstain Bears.
So how can we all have this false memory of it being Berenstain, and it's never been Berenstain?
Okay, can I look here? Oh my god!
Bananas, right?
Berenstain Bears. B-E-R-E.
And it's always been the Berenstain because it's named, the writers are...
S-T-A-I-N, Berenstain Bears. Oh my god!
The writers are, their last name is Berenstain, so it's not like we're getting it wrong. That's literally their last name.
Yeah.
Craziness. Now, did you also know that Curious George does not have a tail? Can you remember Curious George with his little tail?
Google again. Excuse me. He does have a tail.
He does not have a tail.
He does.
I know. We all think he does, and he doesn't. We're all wrong. Our life is a lie. Like, what is happening to the world? Did you find him?
He doesn't have a tail.
Isn't that crazy?
Wait, he's got a tail there.
Where?
That's on Pinterest.
No, it's
though.
Showing you. Look, that's another thing about the Mandela effect. That's what we all imagine, but he doesn't have a tail.
Oh my god. Our brains are doing some funny stuff, isn't it? Oh, wow.
This is the one that I think messed me up kind of the most. Is it's Oscar Mayer and not Oscar Mayer.
It's Oscar Mayer.
But it's spelled M-A-Y-E-R and not M-E-Y-E-R.
I want a hot dog real bad.
But does that not mess you up? Oscar Mayer. Girl. And it's like spelled Mayer.
I love Legally Blonde.
What does that have to do with anything?
The hot dog lady. I want a hot dog real bad. Is that what she says?
Oh, yeah.
You look like the 4th of July. I want a hot dog real bad.
Yeah.
Okay, that one obviously didn't blow your mind.
No, that didn't blow my mind at
all. I know you're a big Mr. Rogers fan, though, right?
I wouldn't say I'm a big Mr. Rogers fan. I watched him growing up.
So, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
A beautiful day in the neighborhood.
He says, it's actually said, a beautiful day in this neighborhood.
I knew that.
In this neighborhood and not in the neighborhood?
Oh. Well, that's not really blow my mind.
Okay.
I think the monkey not having a tail and then the Berenstain Bears, that's just crazy. And then Luke.
Yeah. Luke.
No, I'm what your father. Say?
No, actually, I'm your fault. Or some shit like that. Okay, what about this one? Fruit Loops? How do you spell Fruit Loops?
What if he says, Luke, no, I am your father?
Okay, we're going to watch it in like 2 seconds. Okay. But Fruit Loops is spelled FROOTLOOPS. Like fruit is OOT instead of actually spelling it like fruit.
Yeah.
That was a new one.
I thought it was spelled. No, it's not.
Yep. And there's no hyphen in Kit Kat. So it's just Kit Kat together. Well, you
already told me that.
I know.
Why are you telling me it again?
Because it's on my notes now.
Okay.
And there's not an extra Z at the end of Cheez-It. So we all think it's Cheez-Its with the Z at the end.
Yeah.
But it's just Cheez-It.
Cheez-It.
Not Cheez-Its.
Cheez-It up.
But do you remember it having a Z at the end? No. Like Cheez-Its?
Well, no. But I think we always add the Z at the end.
And you know how we always say, life is like a box of chocolate. You never know what you're going to get.
Yeah.
It's life was like a box of chocolates. So subtle shift. But life was like a box of chocolates. Instead of like life is like a box of chocolates.
So was.
That is so weird.
Yeah.
So weird. So anyways, those are some of the more popular Mandela effects. And there's a few more, but some of them were like, I don't know what this is or what you're talking about. So check out all of them online. But I wanted to get into some possible explanations of it because this is up my alley a little bit.
Okay.
And so I've got a few other things. So is it in our head or is it a parallel universe?
Okay.
So two popular theories into it. So in 2008, CERN, so C-E-R-N, I didn't write down what it stands for. Hold on.
Are you Googling?
Yeah.
Okay, everybody, Ryan is Googling for the first time. Doing these podcasts, and he's probably going to edit this out, but
no, I'm going to keep it in because I wrote down CERN, which is the agency that I know about, but I don't know what it actually stands for. I should have just gone with it, right? It is okay. Well, it's probably because they don't even say who it is.
Out of it.
Okay, here's why I don't know what it is. So it's CERN, C-E-R-N, but it stands for European Organization for Nuclear Research. Where's the C? What does the C stand for?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Well, there you go, folks. We know what some of it is.
Go back. What is this?
Well, that's what we're going to talk about. 2 seconds here. So they were trying to replicate a black hole by building this large Hadron Collider. And what it is, it's this most powerful particle accelerator in the world. They basically send two energy beams through an accelerator ring super fast, like near light speed, okay, so that they crash or they almost crash into each other. And the goal is they want to see the conditions that happen after the Big Bang, like immediately after what would have happened. So they're trying to replicate that in this large sort of ring thing that they're sending these beams through to try and get them to collide,
okay,
and create matter. And everybody was freaked out because they were thinking they were going to make a mini black hole and that Earth was going to get sucked in from inside of it. Do you remember this at all?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, because I was one too. I was like, we're going to get sucked up into a black hole.
What if they did? What if they created the Big Bang and then all of a sudden you got two Big Bangs in
this
one?
This is the theory. Is what if they did in 2008 and now we're in a parallel universe where there's these little shifts, like the butterfly effect. It's like these little things that we kind of remember, like Luke, I am your father, and Berenstain Bears. It's like these little things have changed.
It's not the deja vu effect.
Yeah. So that's the theory here, is that we shifted time and space, and we moved into a parallel universe where everything is pretty normal, except for these little things. And this is that sort of multiverse theory, which is, we have basically parallel universes that go from our infinite possibilities.
Like the Avengers.
Yeah, like what if we accepted this job? Or what if we moved to this city? Like any choice that we could have made, it's already happened in another universe.
Yeah.
So pretty much if we mess things up too bad here, it's like hopefully things are going a lot better in these other ones.
Yeah, hopefully we don't destroy ourselves in these other Earths that we have going on where I live like a fabulous life.
Yeah. Like, I am by the pool sipping on cocktails with my sugar daddy.
Do you think you would have, like, someone like me if you were in a different...
No. I'm just kidding. Maybe.
It would be a better version. It would be a better version of me.
That's where I was going. I'm like, you'll be like Thor or something.
You know, when you met me, you thought I was, like, Hispanic. Like, mm-hmm. And I would end up being this white Irish-looking
guy. Yeah, and you were kind of buff back then.
Yeah. So maybe you would have like somebody that is Hispanic, you know, like what you were wanting.
Or you will be like Thor and like big and muscly and like carry me around.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, my hammer. Be like, do you like my hammer?
And you throw me and then I go zoom and I zoom back.
And I pull it out and I show you my hammer.
Okay. So anyways, that is the multiverse parallel universe concept there.
Ryan, I love you.
Oh, and that theory that we're all living in a computer simulation, which is another popular, like, mind-blowing sort of theory.
What if we are, like, the Matrix? I mean, exactly. You know, we could.
Exactly.
You never know.
So all these Mandela effects are just a change in code, and there's just some residue left over from a change. And so we all remember it, but they've changed it.
Yeah, there's this movie that I haven't watched yet, but I really want to watch it. It's on Amazon. It's called Tomorrow's War. And it's where I don't know exactly like how far into the future, like 20, 40 years into the future, that people come back to recruit people to fight the war, like that's happening in the future. Wouldn't that be interesting if that actually was like, if we were like in touch with ourselves, like in the future, if we're in touch with ourselves in the past?
Dun, dun, dun.
Because I mean, all of the technology, everything that we have, it's crazy.
I know.
Never know.
It's banana boats.
Yeah.
So those are the like kind of weirdo theories. The other ones kind of tie into our brains, which are more realistic because we know we don't remember Jack. Like we're always messed up in our memories. Like eyewitness testimony, mm-hmm. about 73% of the folks that have been incarcerated, like wrongly incarcerated,
yeah.
are because of false eyewitness testimony where they mm-hmm. didn't remember correctly or they don't have clear picture of what actually happened because mm-hmm. our minds just make stuff up all the time.
Yeah.
You know, if we go into a room and we try and remember it, like our brain fills in the gaps. So like we'll know that there was a table over there, but maybe we didn't get a good look. So we imagine that there was a lamp there. And so we sort of make crap up in our brain all the time.
Yeah.
And it's not a very reliable source of information. So some of the psychological theories, one, I just love the name, is confabulation. Hey!
Confabulation?
Yeah. So this is when your brain mashes up multiple real memories into one. Like,
yeah.
Oh, that's when we went to Chuck E. Cheese and, you know, a year later we went to a pool party and we sort of mashed them together of mm-hmm. like who was actually at which event and all those sorts of things mixed together.
Yeah.
You know, maybe they were wearing birthday hats here, but no, they actually weren't. If you go and look at some of the photos, because we're just sort of piecing things together because we yeah. don't remember all the details. So our brain is just filling in some of that information. There's also a concept called presupposition, and it's when our recollection is based on info that we receive from somebody else. So this is like that concept of the telephone where, you know, you pass a message around and it starts changing by each person that passes the message on until you have something completely different. You know, yeah. we sort of are taking what other people are telling us and it sort of affects us. Like we believe it's true or it affects our memory of something based off of their scenario.
Yeah.
So that's also something that that we can think of. Now, something I can relate to is how we process wordless. And this might be a clue into how our brain causes this sort of effect. So if you were looking at a list of words and asked to memorize them, and they had some closely related words together, like pasta sauce, toast or garlic bread, fork, you know, those sorts of words together, you might say spaghetti or meatballs, which aren't actually on the word list, but your brain is putting those words in there because they're closely related. So that's just how messed up our brains are. It's yeah. like lying to us all the time, and yeah. we never know what's happening for real. So,
well, it's like your brain is like, you have your survival mode too, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And your brain is on this level of trying to keep you alive. And you're just kind of subconsciously, you know, you're kind of just going through all the motions of life and you're going to work and everything. And I don't know. I think you're right, though, with what you were talking about with the 73%. What was that? Can you go back to it?
It was 73% of people that were wrongly convicted yeah. was because of false eyewitness testimony.
Yeah. I think, you know, like, too, like, a lot of people's prejudices and bias play into that. Not that we're going to talk about politics or anything, because we don't really want to talk about politics or religion on this podcast. But, yeah, I think that also plays into, like, people's, you know, what they may think that they have seen, you know?
Yep.
So.
Yeah. So we're basically just a bunch of hairy cavemen with little brains that lie to us all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just still imagining, like, this dude with a hairy back, and then he gets scared, and his little back hair goes, psh!
I just, yeah, it's, I mean, because, you know, like, Ollie, he, like, his fur gets all, it's like a defense mechanism.
Yeah, or your hair today.
Yeah, my hair is, like, a hot
mess. It looks like that. So, I have some photos.
Okay.
From the Mandela effect.
So, we're looking at the Cheez-Its box. Oh, I said Cheez-It.
See, look, it has the...
I was looking at that box, but there's a Cheez-It, so it's the Cheez-It box.
The Cheez-It box is the correct one.
Okay.
And then we kind of did this already.
Berestein. Ah, yes. Berestein.
So weird.
I know, right? That is weird.
Oh, my gosh. And then I don't even like that name. Looney Tunes.
Yep.
So it's actually Looney Tunes, like musical tunes.
Yeah.
We've got Kit Kat. Doesn't have a dash in it.
It's okay, but one. You know what, though? Maybe in the past it did have a dash.
No, it doesn't.
It never had a dash.
No, never had a dash.
Chick-fil-A. What's up with Chick-fil-A? You didn't talk about that one.
Well, do you know which one is the real Chick-fil-A?
The C-H-I-C.
With a K at the end.
There's no K at the end.
Yes, there is. It's spelled like an actual chick. It's not C-H-I-C, like everybody thinks, and I think that too.
It's really chick.
It's really spelled chick. But we all think of it like chick, know, without the,
yeah,
K.
Yeah, Chick-fil-A, yeah.
So that's one. But that's, this is right. That one. Oscar Mayer instead of Oscar Mayer.
I remember the A, though.
So that, I don't.
Yeah.
That one is crazy to me. Here's C-3PO. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Not all gold.
No way.
Isn't that weird? That is so fake.
That's fake.
He doesn't have a silver leg.
No, he does not. I agree.
This is what we all, like, no way, but
show,
I looked
me
it
in
up.
The movie. Show, play the clip where he has a silver,
okay,
leg.
We'll get to that, because we also have to look at Luke, I Am Your Father. The Flintstones.
Wait, whose daddy are we looking at?
What?
What?
I said, Luke, I'm Not Your Father.
Oh, so sorry. I thought you said something else.
No, we're not moving to Daddy Bill yet.
Okay.
And then the Flintstones. It's
the
actually
Flintstones.
The Flintstones.
We let our... The Flint?
The Flintstones. Not the Flintstones.
No, I knew it was the Flintstones.
Okay.
Yeah.
That one didn't really shock me either, because, yeah, it makes more sense. Flint.
We let the kids watch it, and they loved it. They,
I know,
loved it.
The, but it's not the Flintstones. It's the Flintstones, if anybody...
With Rosie O'Donnell. Ugh.
I know. That movie was banana boat. That is the Mandela Effect. So weird. Some of those blew my mind, so yeah. I'm sure... Everybody's going to have some different ones that stuck out to you,
mm-hmm,
and probably blew your mind. But definitely go on to Google and look up some of the logos and look up Mandela Effect, and it will be like game changing. What in the world is happening?
Yeah. The no, like on Star Wars, no, I am your father. That just is so weird to me.
Like, where did we all get Luke, I am your father?
Don't know. It's crazy.
Maybe, and it's not just us like thinking we got it wrong. It's the whole world.
Yeah. Well, I don't really have anything this week. I've been busy being a stay-at-home dad with the kiddos, but I will say this. Like, we are been... Sorry, what am I trying to say?
I don't know.
Okay. No, I don't have anything to say. Never mind, you take that part off.
That was beautiful, Jimmy.
Yeah, take that part off.
It seemed like it was going to go somewhere very heartwarming.
Yeah, also, I don't want to talk politics, but like, I'm just like really concerned about all these fires that are out there. Like, you have fires like in California and Greece, and I'm just like, climate change is real, people.
Well, everybody stay safe out there.
Yeah, Ryan.
In whatever universe that we're in.
Yes.
They might all be crazy, so...
If the person in the universe next to my universe hears me, that's me. I love you.
That was so sweet.
Yeah. So, hey, everyone. Thank you for listening to our podcast. If you haven't yet, go on to applepodcast.com and give us a 5-star review. We would much appreciate it. It helps us support our podcast, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then also go to Facebook. Check us out. We're going to get better about posting on there, right?
Uh-huh. Go shave your backs.
Shave your backs.
Because we don't want it to stick up when you're scared.
Yeah.
And that's our show.
Thank you, everybody.
Go husband it.
Bandit Banter Biscuit. Bye.